US Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has, for the first time, called for President Donald Trump to be impeached, saying no president in history has dared to engage in such behaviour.
He is seeing no limits to his power, regardless of what the Constitution says. He believes the entire United States government can be corrupted into furthering his personal political needs.
That's Joe Biden speaking there at a town hall meeting in New Hampshire. But the US President Donald Trump is beefing up his legal team amid reports that he's preparing to take his battle over impeachment to the courts. Donald Trump has also blocked a US diplomat from testifying about his dealings with Ukraine. It's still unclear whether Mari Yovanovitch, the former US ambassador to Ukraine, will testify tomorrow, though. Richard Painter was the chief White House ethics lawyer under President George W. Bush, and he joins us this morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me.
Richard Painter, why has Joe Biden made this statement now? How significant is it for him to back the impeachment at this stage?
Well, we already have lots of leading Democrats and a handful of Republicans who have called for impeachment of President Trump. And Joe Biden is just one more. I believe he waited until this point because he believes that he's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. We'll see if that is indeed the case. And of course, Donald Trump would be his opponent. So for him to get out front on impeachment and say that Donald Trump ought to be impeached before anybody else does would just look opportunistic. Joe Biden is at this point merely echoing the views of a great many people in the United States, including some Republicans and former Republicans who are just fed up with the behavior of Donald Trump.
So is Joe Biden reading the tea leaves here, though? Is he seeing that there is this momentum now behind impeachment?
Well, yes, he recognizes, as do many people, that there is a need to impeach President Trump. President Trump is in violation of the Constitution. He's committed various crimes in office, everything from refusing to provide documents to Congress, refusing to answer congressional subpoenas, obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, and now this episode with the Ukraine. And it goes on and on. And there is a growing consensus in the United States that Donald Trump is in violation of the Constitution and the laws and needs to be impeached.
I think the polls are showing certainly that there is growing support for impeachment.
Yes, indeed. There is growing support for impeachment. And it's very important that the House of Representatives move quickly on this and actually vote out articles of impeachment, and that the Speaker of the House not be at all timid here or reluctant to have a vote. There needs to be a vote, and everybody needs to be on the same page. We shouldn't be dancing around the impeachment issue anymore.
So Donald Trump says he won't cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. He looks like he's setting up a fight in the courts. Will he have much success there?
Well, he's going to try to avoid cooperating, but he's going to get taken to court by the United States House of Representatives.
But does he have any legal grounds?
Well, very weak legal grounds indeed. Executive privilege was a ploy that Richard Nixon tried to prevent himself from being investigated by the United States House of Representatives in impeachment proceedings in 1974, and he didn't get very far on that one. So I would expect that if the House moves forward, they have a formal impeachment inquiry, they go to court, they're not going to have difficulty getting those subpoenas enforced. Of course, President Trump's appointed a lot of the judges, so we don't know for sure until the courts have ruled on this, but I believe the subpoenas are enforceable.
Well, the U.S. Constitution obviously comes into play here. It gives the House the sole power of impeachment, but the Trump administration says that the impeachment inquiry is illegitimate, and that's why it's refusing to cooperate. Is there any other way to read the Constitution?
Well, the House of Representatives does have the sole power to impeach the president by a majority vote. There then would be a trial in the Senate, and to convict him and remove him from office would require the vote of two-thirds of the senators, and that would mean a lot of the Republicans. We've yet to see what the Republicans actually do.
The Republicans thus far, most of them talk as if they are on the side of the president and will support him because they do not want to alienate him and incur his wrath, they want to avoid that. On the other hand, this situation is getting worse and worse for President Trump, and at some point in time, the Republicans in the Senate may very well decide that they'd be better off removing him from office and replacing him with Mike Pence, and then rather running Mike Pence with someone else for president in 2020. But that's a political calculation that can only be made at the time that there is a trial in the Senate, and that is a decision the Republicans in the Senate will have to make.
Richard Pater, you just suggested that this is not the time now for Nancy Pelosi to be timid. The White House, of course, is objecting that the House hasn't voted to begin an impeachment investigation into Donald Trump, and that therefore his rights to due process are being violated. Are any of those objections valid?
No. They don't need to vote to have the Constitution doesn't require them to vote twice, to vote to have an impeachment inquiry and then vote again to impeach. He will argue, if they don't vote to open up a formal impeachment inquiry, that it's somehow not as official an inquiry, and he may try to argue that to the courts to get the courts not to enforce the subpoenas. And he may have luck with that with some judges, particularly Trump appointees. I don't think it's a very valid argument. I have urged this, that the House ought to just go ahead and have both votes, have the first vote of the open, the formal inquiry, even though it's really open already, just to shut that argument down, and then vote out articles of impeachment. But if they want to just vote out articles of impeachment, they could do that. They should have an up or down vote, though, sometime in the next month or two. This needs to be taken care of by the House, and they shouldn't run away from it.
All right, and let's go to the diplomats then. The Trump administration blocked Gordon Sondland, who's the America's EU ambassador, from testifying at the impeachment inquiry. It's also refusing to hand over documents. Is this obstruction of justice?
Well, that would be obstruction of Congress. This is not a criminal investigation by the Justice Department, so we call that obstruction of Congress. But that indeed was the third article of impeachment brought against Richard Nixon in 1974, obstruction of Congress, refusal to honor congressional subpoenas. And that is not acceptable for a president. That in and of itself is an impeachable offense, and that should be added to the impeachable offenses committed by Donald Trump when they vote out articles of impeachment.
Gordon Sondland, of course, is considered key to the issues around Ukraine. Do you see that he ultimately will be required to testify?
I believe he should, and the courts should require that he testify, and the president's attempts to prevent his testimony should be soundly repudiated. So I believe this will be taken to the courts on an expedited basis, but we'll see how that sorts out. It will help if the House were to formally open an impeachment inquiry by a vote of the House. That is not necessary, but everything that can be done at this stage helps.
All right. And just briefly, Mari Yovanovitch, who was recalled in May as U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, is still scheduled to testify at the inquiry on Friday. Given she was removed from her position, does that make her a free agent, or is she required to follow State Department orders and not testify?
She's not required to follow State Department orders here. She can't disclose classified information except for in a classified setting, and a classified setting can be arranged when there's a hearing with the U.S. House of Representatives. But she's got to do what she wants to do. There's no law requiring her to comply with the orders of Donald Trump not to cooperate with Congress, and indeed, I think that would be a very dangerous move on her part.
So the White House has had some success in blocking Democratic efforts to force people to testify and demand documents. What can the Democrats do to force the White House to comply?
Well, that's go to court. I mean, they have to go to court and get a court order. And that's what the special prosecutor did with Richard Nixon in 1974 to get the White House tapes. And the House of Representatives will have to go to court. And persuade a judge to enter an order requiring them to. And if they disobey a court order, they're held in contempt of court. That would be very serious. So That's what they need to do. Hopefully they can convince a judge. I do believe it would help if they had opened up the formal inquiry with a vote of the full House, just to let gravitas do the matter. And I hope Speaker Pelosi will get the point that she should do that. But that is by no means necessary to enforce a congressional subpoena. It shouldn't be necessary. But we have to figure out how this is going to be addressed in the courts.
Richard Painter, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Richard Painter was the chief White House ethics lawyer under President George W. Bush.